Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Quantika. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I need to talk to someone in your business office.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Yes, Jack Roper, R-O-P-E-R.
And can I have
your name?
My name is Quantika. And can I have your mailing address for the security purposes?
And what?
I said, can I have your mailing address for security purposes?
For security purposes?
I just need you to verify, sir. I have the account pulled up here.
You have my account?
Yes, I just need you to verify that mailing address.
It's 23012. Maraleste Road, that's M-A-R-A-L-E-S-T-E Road,
okay.
Laguna Niguel.
Okay, sir, so it does look like you have our meal planning app. You did enroll into a survey to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. However, when entering the survey to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner, it automatically enrolls you into our meal planning app for the price of $49.89.
Yeah, and that's I didn't order that. That's illegal. It's fraud. I contacted my bank, and you got to remove that from my account, or I will press a fraud charge against you.
Okay, sir. So your account is canceled, and your money will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Ma'am, I want to thank you so much. You know, that was really something crooked. They offered to send me a vacuum cleaner. Instead, they send this to you guys to charge me $50.
All right, I know it sucks. I'm sorry about that, sir.
Are you familiar with what they're doing?
Not kind of sort. I just kind of take the calls, and I have to – basically, I read from, like, a little script. So I'm just basically the messenger.
Okay, so you took it off my card, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
You have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.